It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver has the potential capacity to test nearly 4,000 people for COVID-19 every day. But because of bureaucratic hurdles and shortages of some necessary equipment, only about a quarter of that are being tested. Connie Price, the Denver Health and Hospital Authority chief, says the gap is because of a lack of access and supplies.
Even if you can get the test available, if you don't have the media, if you don't have the equipment to collect the specimen correctly, then you can't run the lab test.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says similar shortages across the country are why it's been hard to get the equipment needed to expand testing capacity. Denver's stay-at-home order ends Friday, but starting today, people in Denver are required to wear masks in public places, including businesses and workplaces and healthcare facilities. Colorado Air National Guard jets will be flying over Front Range cities this afternoon. CPR's Dan Boyce says it's a show of support for those fighting the pandemic.
The Guard says the flyover is part of a nationwide Air Force mission called Operation American Resolve, an effort to boost public morale. The F-16 jets will start at Buckley Air Force Base in Aurora, then fly across multiple Front Range locations from Fort Collins to Colorado Springs, and also head to the mountain communities of Aspen, Estes Park, and Vail. The flyover will run from about 4:30 to 6 this afternoon. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
In Pueblo, voters overwhelmingly rejected a ballot issue last night that sought to form a municipal utility. Ballot question 2A would have ended the city's contract with Black Hills Energy. Lori Winner is a city council member who opposed the measure.
Myself and other leaders in this community made sure that we educated as many people as we could. And we made sure that the facts were out there so that people could make their own decision.
An opposition group, Pueblo Cares, outspent ballot issue proponents with $1.5 million compared to just $31,000. Proponents argued that forming a municipal utility would lower electric bills. The state's chief justice has extended the statewide ban on jury trials through July 6th. The process of selecting a jury is hard to do during a time of social distancing, and many potential jurors don't want to show up for duty while COVID-19 is a risk. Many state court proceedings are on hold or taking place via web portals. This is CPR News.